Chaz and AJ in the morning. Car guy Wayne Carini in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So you know him from Chasing Classic Cars, world famous show.
Yeah.
And now he's doing Catching Classic Cars on Speed Vision. He's got a book called Steering Through Life, and he's just an all-around car guy. He's got some movie-famous cars.
Yeah.
We were, this morning, looking for a crappy, dilapidated kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a Firebird.
Yeah.
Firebird, like what, 84?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah somewhere around 84 works.
86, something like that. But, you know, there's a lot of those that were made-up cars. But the real one is probably in Peterson Museum, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
What do you think that's worth?
Like a movie car, you know, everybody sort of knows the kid car. It could do $500,000-$600,000.
Yeah.
The real car.
The real one, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm looking to spend a lot less on our version.
Right.
So this is our thought. We're going to have like kits like how old now?
Yeah, the Williams are 90.
The voiceover guy is 90-something.
Yeah, 98 years old, yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to do like an old kit car. Like
yeah,
it hasn't been taken care of.
Like kit now. Yeah.
Yeah. So
well,
like goes over a bump. It's like, oh,
exactly right.
Michael,
right,
can you slow down over these bumps?
I don't feel like going out today, Michael. Michael, it's raining outside. I have that trip tire.
Michael, my ball joints hurt. Michael, I have a leaky rear.
Uh-oh. Come and check my rear end.
We started doing this morning. I'm like, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
I want a dilapidated Firebird. So we're looking for a black Firebird.
Right.
Somewhere around 84, 86. And
put some lights on it to flash on and off.
Right. We just got to do the lights. And it could be, the lights don't even have to be right.
Yeah. Just saying, it has not been good for kids since the series ended.
Yeah. Kids been out of work for X amount of years.
Lived in a trailer park for a couple of years. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
But he calls me all the time.
Yeah.
Right. He does.
No, I think that's
worth a check, Michael.
What do you think we'd pay for like an 84 to 86 Firebird?
Oh, you could get one for $8,000-$10,000. A pretty nice car.
Looking for one.
Yeah, we're looking for one that's been weathered badly, like just runs.
We'll look for one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just runs, yeah.
We'll put some lights on it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas tree lights.
Right, exactly.
That's funnier.
Right, exactly.
The front bulbs are just Christmas tree lights.
Right.
And they don't blink in they don't go in the right
order. That's the first conversation. What's up with your lights? What? They're normal.
Right. Instead of that wheel he had.
I don't color my lights, okay?
Instead of the wheel he had, we'll just saw off the top of the steering wheel so it has that kind of look.
There you go.
You know, even if it doesn't run, if we just have to flatbed it around for various shots, that's fine.
Yeah.
What, do you think we can get one for like 500 to 1,000?
I don't know. Put the word out. Look on Facebook Marketplace. You can find all sorts of stuff.
Oh, Marketplace. Yeah. Same thing of Marketplace.
Yeah. You might walk out today and someone's dropped a chassis in the parking lot.
That's right.
You have a couple famous cars.
Yeah, I do. War of the Roses was a movie about a bad divorce with Michael Turner. I mean, Michael Douglas. Douglas, Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
And she drove over a Morgan that he was sitting in with her big SUV. It was a Blazer with monster tires on it.
Yeah,
and crushed the car.
Throughout the movie, he got the vehicle, or she got it for him as a gift, and he restored it. And, you know, when things went sour with the marriage, that's one of the things she did. She just ran the damn thing over.
Yeah, he was sitting in the car. She was mad. She just crushed the car because it was such a big part of his life. And a friend of mine bought it after the movie. It was in a box, basically. It was all the parts. And he and I restored it. And and then I bought it from him.
Wow.
Yeah, so I still
have it. So it's back?
Yeah, I still have it. Yeah, and it's back. Yeah, it's sitting in the barn.
No, but it's like pre-monster truck runover condition.
That's right. Yeah.
Damn. That's like the Frankenstein of cars.
Yeah, that's right.
Seriously.
It came back to life.
Yes.
Wow.
It came back to life. And then I've got the Rain Man Buick.
Oh.
And so the car that was, so there was three
the
of those.
The one that Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman were in.
Yeah. They drove. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah,
I'm an excellent driver.
That car.
Well, it's a great story is that my wife and I have an autistic daughter, or daughter's Kimberly, and we watched that movie and it changed our lives. It changed a lot of people's perception of autism. And about a year after the movie came out, this Buick arrives at the shop and it's sort of all apart. And I So I called the lady that was in charge of the project for the owner, and I said, geez, I got to tell you, this is kind of weird. This looks just like the Rain Man car. She says, that's because it is. Barry Levinson, the director of the movie, wants you to restore the car that was in the movie. And so we restored it. Then I delivered it to his house.
How much restoration did it need? Because it looked pretty good in the movie.
Not a lot. Yeah. Not a lot. But it was kind of rough. You know, that camera makes them look good.
Yeah. Okay. Need a freshening up. Yeah.
So they had three. They had a green car that they sat in with the screen behind them that looked like they were driving. Then they had a car that just sat still out in the parking lot and in the driveway. And then they had the actual car they drove. And that's the one we have.
Oh, right. Damn.
So anyways, that's the one. Yeah.
We restore the car for Barry. I deliver it to his house, and he's got a dirt floor garage. And I said, Barry, I can't leave it in here.
Yeah.
I'll store it for you for nothing. And as long as I can use it to promote autism charities. And Barry has never seen his car. I've had his car for 20 years.
Yeah.
He's never seen it.
Yeah.
And I've taken it all over the country and done autism charity events with it. And it's
really
and
that's awesome.
Every year or so I ask, can I buy it from you, Barry? He says, why? You have the car for no money at all.
You don't need to give me any money.
Use it anytime you want. But that car means a lot to him. He picked that car up because he lived in Baltimore at the time in row houses. And he would sit on the stoop with his parents and stuff at night. And this Buick would drive by every night. It was a doctor that lived up the street.
Yeah.
And when he needed a car, he pictured that car in his mind. He says, go out and buy a 49 Buick Roadmaster. And that's what they did.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you
same color.
That's
same
amazing.
Color. Yeah. Yeah. So when we restored it too, he didn't want to do the interior. He says, that's where Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman sat.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't touch that interior.
Their DNA's in there
their
somewhere.
Their buttocks were on there.
That's right. Right. That's
Tom
right.
Cruise is hiney.
Right. It's got his ass warmth.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
So it's really great. It's been great for our TV show, too, because we showed the restoration process of the car, and then my daughter Kimberly and I driving it around.
Wow, that's
excellent.
Yeah.
And then it turns out to be a force for good.
Yeah.
Raising money for autism.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
It's amazing how we, we get attached to a year and a car, and it's got to be the color.
Yeah.
You know, we just want it exactly that way.
Yeah. Cars are special.
Car guy Wayne Carini in studio. He's a car restorer. TV personality, owns F40 Motorsports. You know him from Chasing Classic Cars and now Catching Classic Cars on Speed Vision. He's got a book out called Steering Through Life. He walked in studio, AJ, goes, I got a hillbilly story.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, this must involve a car.
Right.
Because he's a car
well,
guy.
Well, one story. I have two. One, real
two.
Quick, we're riding our motorcycles down through the Blue Ridge Parkway. And all through the mountains and stop for gas in this little funky gas station. And this guy is sort of coming over and looking at the bikes and kicking the tires, kind of weird. He says, hey, I got something in my trunk. Maybe you guys would be interested. So we walk over to his car. He opens it, and it's full of guns.
Oh.
And we look down, and we looked at him, and he says, maybe you get a hint. And he closed the trunk and drove off. Like, and so we got out of town.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So got out of town.
Wait a minute. All right.
That's
so I act like I'm slow.
Right.
I don't know what that means. That means like leave.
Yeah, that means like leave.
This is your hint. I've got all these guns. If you don't get out of here,
it was this old Cadillac and it was dilapidated and stuff, and he didn't look really right.
We don't want you boys around here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Motorcycle.
Yeah. Now from these parts.
But
that's
other,
hillbilly.
Yes, it is.
The other one though is this. I was in Los Angeles, and with Discovery, we were doing a big promotional thing, and so they had members of all the different TV shows on Discovery.
Yeah.
And I got to meet Honey Boo Boo.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
That's about as hillbilly as you can get.
And the mother and the daughter.
Mama June.
Mama June.
Mama June.
I got to meet Mama June. And she loved Chasing Classic Cars. And she was over hugging me and pictures.
I'm surprised you made it out.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's cool.
Oh, my
anyone
God.
Seen Wayne?
And then the lady that did all the seance stuff out of Long Island, remember?
Long Island Medium?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She was there.
With the big hair?
Yeah, with the big hair.
Teresa.
She came on. Teresa. She was wonderful. Her husband's a big car nut. So he comes
really?
Over. over. He's loving it, talking to me.
Teresa Caputo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very nice people, but she's got the big nails and the big hair and stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It was
1985 Long Island. Yeah,
it was like turning on a Discovery Channel, though, that night. Yeah. And all the people were on there.
Oh, that's hysterical. There's Wayne Carini. There's Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
There's the Long Island Medium.
Honey Boo Boo, though. I couldn't believe it.
That's wild.
Yeah. I actually had her call. I called my wife and had her talk to Jute.
Oh,
Mama
wow.
Jute.
Hold on, hon. Guess who I'm with?
You're not going to believe this.
I would have done that, too.
Guess his voice.
And it's
same
like
thing.
Being with her is like being right in the television show, right? Like, yeah. There's no...
No filter?
Yeah.
Well,
I did that to my wife with Tim Allen. So we got Tim and we're doing some stuff together.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, my wife just loves your new TV show. And so I call her up and I said, hey, honey, I'm with Tim Allen. Here, talk to him. And he goes, so what's the name of my new TV show? And she was stumped.
That's good.
She was stumped. Oh. She goes, you don't watch my show at all, do you? You know?
Yeah.
Something with gears.
I got a lot of hell for that when I got home. She put me on the spot. How come you did that?
Oh. This was over the phone, not through the face.
If you love it so much, what's the name of the show?
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Tool Time. I think that would be the...
No, it was Shifting Gears. It was the new one.
Shifting Gears, the new one, yeah.
Denise and Aunt Sonia.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So, good. How are you? I'm sure I have better stories, but I'm a little foggy being at St. Patrick's Day yesterday. So, I had this rusted car that I was driving, and it was one of those winters where it was really freezing. So, when I was leaving work at 2:00 in the morning, my car door wouldn't shut. The mechanism like froze or something. And I'm in Westport and I live in Ansonia. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get home. And I'm trying to fix this somehow. So, fortunately I had some bungee cords in my car.
There you go.
And, but as I'm doing this, like I said, my car was rusted.
All right, we'll put you in the running.
Underneath the car.
Right. You're in the running.
Yes.
You're in the running.
So start running.
She made it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a hillbilly story.
Yeah, bungee cord.
We all have hillbilly car stories.
Yes, exactly.
My first car was a Country Squire LTD station wagon, 1972.
Yeah.
350 Windsor in it. I paid $150 for it, and I had a sign in the back seat, cardboard, and it... hadn't written on it, broke down, be back in 10 minutes.
Right.
Because I broke down every other block.
That's part of your emergency kit.
That was my emergency kit. Put the sign there, and I would go and, like, you know, please find a pay phone.
Please don't tow me.
Don't tow me away, yes.
That's right.
I need this car back.
Jay in Weathersfield.
Hey, guys. Thanks for everything you do. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. What we do?
So, well, you keep me entertained all day.
Okay, cool.
Important. So, anyways, back a long time ago, I was young, me and a buddy's got in my Blazer, loaded up, went to Rhode Island for a party. As the party started to die down, I had this bright idea. Hey, let's go back to my parents' house, which is like an hour and a half away. So 30 people came with us. We're throwing a party, drinking heavily. Well, all of a sudden, bright idea. Let's take out the shotguns. So we take out the shotguns and lined up in the backyard all these plastic containers, milk jugs, everything you find plastic with water. And we just go out there and there's six of us blasting these things away. I mean, having fun, this and that. Next morning we get up, I look out back. I'm like, oh, shit.
O-S.
Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry. So I look outside. The lawn's trash. It looks like some animal came in and ripped it all apart because the shotgun blasts were aimed at the ground.
Yeah. We've got a gopher!
Right. Those damn kids did it again.
This is in Weathersfield?
Right.
No, this is not in Weathersfield.
Rhode Island?
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, my parents are going to kill me.
Yeah.
So pick up all the gun shells, this and that. Of course, when they saw it, they went crazy. And it was just a crazy time. But guns and booze do not mix.
No, they don't. And I'm glad you ended on that note because I wanted to say, don't ever pick up a firearm when you've been drinking.
Ever.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I can't do the apple.
No, not a good idea.
Put an apple on your head.
I'm glad. Okay. Thank you. That is a hillbilly story if I ever heard one.
Do not do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, we're right up against the clock here. So we want to thank everybody for calling in. Everybody on hold right now gets in the running.
Yep.
Someone from today calling in with the hillbilly story is going to go to the Foo Fighters.
Yep.
on us. So thank you. Wayne, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Yeah, we want to see you this summer.
Yeah.
It's the season. Well, car show season.
I'll come back, but car show season's around the corner.
Awesome.
And I'm heading to England in a couple weeks.
Nice.
To Goodwood over there. Just the best car event in the world.
Really?
In the world.
In the world. Unbelievable.
Damn.
You know, racetrack, car show, great people. Lots of fun.
Oh, man.
And going to the Duke's house for dinner a couple of times.
This dude is so rich. It's stupid.
Yeah. Duke's house.
Yeah, but he does such great things. Yeah.
Like just a regular guy.
Regular guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Who else has a dinner party and invites 350 people and has 10 racing motorcycles blast through the house before dinner? Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. That's dinner's ready.
That is cool.
And then he says,
you know what? That's Rich Hillbilly stuff.
Actually,
I love it. He's got the spirit of a hillbilly, but tons of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wayne, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it. We're linked up to all things Wayne Carini on the radio station website.